Welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast, a production from Empowering Pumps and Equipment as the voice of the pump and related equipment industry. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Matthews, and yet again, excited for the podcast. I love being able to just connect you with the people that I get to see when I'm out traveling, either at a trade show or an association meeting or, you know, like at a plant. I love a plant tour. So if you haven't done it yet, please like and subscribe to our podcast channel. Share this episode. I know it's going to be good because it's a great person. So Jim, go ahead and introduce yourself and let everybody know kind of who you are and what you do.
Yes, absolutely. Well, first off, thank you for having me, Charlie. My name is Jim Aubrey. I am the Vice President of Sales for Hydro Inc. We are the world's largest aftermarket pump rebuilding and engineering firm. And I think we've known each other for quite a while now, a couple companies ago for me. So just happy to be here today. I know we most recently ran into each other at the Hydraulic Institute meeting out in Tucson. So enjoyed seeing you there.
Yeah. So, we'll talk about a lot of those things, but let's, I guess, start, how did you get into the industry? I noticed there's some engineering there and you went back to school, but from your perspective, you know, how did it start?
Yeah. So, you know, for me, I'm a trained mechanical engineer, and then coming out of college, just looking for what that first role was going to be, what that industry is. You know, as you're aware, in engineering, they teach you a whole little about a whole lot. And so when you're exiting college, you don't really know what industry you're going to go into, what interests you, et cetera. My father actually is kind of the one that got me into the industry. He was an engineer at a coal-fired power generation facility for about 40 years. And in working with one of their suppliers, one of their vendors, he kind of clued me into a company that does aftermarket pump repairs. And that was kind of my first exposure to the pumping industry, and took a role with them right out of college as a field service engineer. So I was mainly tasked with pump removals, pump installs in the fossil fuel and nuclear power generation market. So a lot of boiler feed water pumps.
You know, like to come straight out the gate and be working with pumps. I found like that is, not common in the pump industry. So that they're very unique.
Yeah, it's always interesting hearing how people find their way into the pump world. But what you find is, I think when people enter this industry, they tend to stick around for a while. So very robust industry, seems to be somewhat recession proof, knock on wood. Just generally good people, smart people that you work with. And I've enjoyed the 12-ish years that I've been in the industry, and it's been very good to me. And always learning new things every day.
So you started working with him, and then, like you said, you kind of have had several jobs within the pump industry, but also went back to school and got your MBA, if I saw that correctly.
I did. Yes. Yeah. So I started out doing field engineering and then worked more on the repair design engineering side for a while. And after doing that for a little while, decided I want to get into the leadership ranks. And so I went back, got my MBA, doing nights and weekends, which was a very fun experience at the University of Wisconsin. Go Badgers. lots of long days followed by long nights, driving out to Madison, Wisconsin from Milwaukee and taking coursework there. Met a lot of really wonderful people there, though, friends and colleagues that I'll never forget. Just good people through that program with diverse backgrounds, diverse industries, diverse training roles, et cetera.
Yeah, I've got some friends up there. Shout out. There's a lot of fun too, right? So
there's
both getting that career, but also having some fun along the way.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And then from there moved into to engineering leadership and then sales leadership. Designed a test loop along the way, operated that for a while. I'm on my third aftermarket company now, Hydro Inc., which I really feel like we're positioned to be the best and strongest pump service provider in the industry. It's interesting. A lot of people that work for Hydro came from the OEM ranks, and I've spent my entire career on the aftermarket side. So it's kind of, I'm uniquely positioned to really know the challenges, but also the the value add of working for an aftermarket company, being independent and all those good sorts of things. So.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about that. I mean, I love that it's, you know, you go to the website and it's like, we're the pump experts. And I like claiming that. I like, you know, being able to lean on you. And now that they have, you know, lean on the company, which is Hydro, but also now when I think about kind of your background, you really have been there and your whole career in this pump industry. And so I think it's, I mean, you can, I don't like to say who's the best or anything like that. That can get me into trouble. But Jim, you have a record of, you know, being in the industry and that knowledge is there. So how do you, I guess, when you're talking to people, kind of recruiting them in or trying to, you know, create changes, what is your go-to? What is your, like, how do you feel like you've been successful in that?
Yeah. So as far as, you know, talking to people about Hydro and bringing them into either a relationship with Hydro as a customer, or if it's trying to recruit talent, what we usually talk about is the investments that we make within our business. And so Mr. George Harris, over the years, the founder of our company, unfortunately passed about a year and a half ago, but he was a staunch advocate in reinvestment in the business, whether it be investing in new service centers, regionally or globally located to better serve our customers, quite frankly, differentiated new services. So we have, you know, placed a lot of investment dollars into new emerging technologies. You know, what services can we provide customers to provide a total solution, things of that nature. And so when you start to talk with people about that, they really get it. They start to realize that it's more than just a pump repair company. And that we're doing things that really nobody else is doing.
And it's quite a impressive facility. I got to walk it. I don't know if you've added to it since I've been there. It's been several years ago, but beautiful test stand and just the facility itself. And I think that that really makes a difference when people can go in there and feel that and see the equipment. It just makes you know that the investment is there, like you said.
That's right. Yeah, and we have added to our 40th Street Service Center, which is where the test lab is located. We've now added our global monitoring diagnostic center for our Centaur wireless condition monitoring product and service is there. So we have this beautiful room with, you know, it's full of a handful of engineers, and we've got these very large 50-inch TVs all kind of tiled together, and we're bringing in data from around the world. We've got accelerometers and sensors installed on pumps in the Omani oil fields. We've got them in nuclear power plants in Spain, power generation facilities in the United States, and all that data is feeding right into our Chicago headquarters. And we have these vibration analysts, pump engineers sitting in one room. They can look over all that data and give customers the best recommendations possible for, you know, how they need to maintain their equipment, if they're running into an issue, what the next troubleshooting step should be, how they can actually get to a solution. So that's, we'd love to have you over at some point, hopefully here in the near future. You can see that addition. It's beautiful. It's
absolutely quite, and any reason to come to Chicago, you know, I am a big fan of that city. Tell me though, what is one of the concerns or the, you know, challenges that people often bring up to you? Like, is there one that stands out?
You know, usually it's the struggle between, you know, the three main drivers, in a pump repair, you know, cost, delivery, and quality. Right. So I always tell customers, you can have two of the three, but not all of them. Right. So we tend to focus on customer service, quality, right. And then, lead time. So we're very responsive. We're very agile and our quality is very, very high, but we tend to be a higher priced option in the market. And so usually that's the main objection for us. But, you know, we have some very, very loyal customers that have really bought into reliability and, you know, the total cost of ownership of a pump and a pumping system. And so recognizing that the repair cost is a relatively small portion of that total ownership cost. So that's, I would say that's the number one challenge that we see in the market. Operationally, we've seen a lot of challenges like everybody with regard to supply chain, but those log jams are starting to clear, and we found, you know, workarounds and new suppliers and new ways of doing things to bring the lead times back down. So.
Yeah. And then, you know, when you're doing that and you have that technical expertise, you know, kind of looking at the problem from the customer's perspective, and, you know, you just, you're like, hey, what do you think about this? I mean, I can just see this team getting together and figuring out, you know, how best to help solve the customer's problem. Anyway, I love that. I love being able to kind of imagine the facility and the growth of it there, but in that digital space that you're talking about, because that's so important.
Yes. Yeah. That, you know, the digital space, I think, you know, getting a firm handle on customers' data, that's been a large primary challenge for us, helping them understand that their data is safe and secure. Also the interface with their network, when you start talking about cloud-based storage, things like that, are we utilizing the customer's internet, or are we bringing in a cellular connection, which is what we like to do. We like to, you know, run all of these gateways with all these accelerometers just up through a cellular connection, a totally separate cellular connection, so that we're not impinging upon the customer's network. There's no cybersecurity concerns there. But even then, they want to know what type of cybersecurity protocols you're using to protect our data, right? And so we have some very tight controls around that, and we're able to, in most cases, satisfy their IT group's requirements.
Yeah, there's so much of that, and like what's coming, right? I feel like people are really, when they're still mapping their facility a lot of the time. There's so much data that we're going to continue to get, and you know, where are we going to house it? And those are the concerns of the world right now. But of course, I love any time that we talk pump talk, but as far as hydro and kind of that team that you're building, what's next for them? Can we see them? Can we, you know, how is best to engage with them if we're trying to reach out?
We've got, as far as, you know, customer interaction or interaction with the marketplace, we have a very good team of account managers that are, you know, based here in North America as well as globally. You can always reach out to me on LinkedIn if customers can, if they don't know who their account manager is. But really, we've got kind of regionally based service centers. So if customers want to go on our website, they can see where these service centers are located, kind of what the area of coverage is based on each service center, and then they can reach out directly to those service center leaders, and then we'll get them connected with the appropriate account manager, and then we're off to the races. So that's the best way to engage with us. We also have a fantastic LinkedIn page. We're constantly posting. We're doing really nice things with webinars and customer training events. That's a great way to engage with us. In fact, I think we have a Wednesday webinar coming up here shortly. That's a free thing that we do every month. And we host a webinar. We have one of our world-class pump experts teach an hour-long training session. And they're quite well attended. I think the last one we did maybe had 200 or 300 attendees, which was really fantastic to see.
So y'all do that. Absolutely. Definitely training. I'm so glad you brought that up, because it's definitely one of the key areas at Hydro that they've been active in that for such a long time. But I want to know a little bit more about you and kind of why you stayed in the pump industry.
Yeah. So what keeps me around? I don't know. I guess maybe I'm a glutton for punishment. For me, it's always been about the customer interactions. I like problem solving. I like helping people out when they're in need. And really on the aftermarket side, that's what you're doing, because for us, it's 100% about customer service. So we're not selling new products. There's no, I'm not married to a specific design. What I like doing is helping out customers with their issues. And anytime a pump is being pulled for maintenance, there's an issue, right? That by definition, they're pulling it because there's a problem. Either it's, we're 10 years in and its performance has been reduced because all the clearances have opened up, or maybe there was an unexpected failure and now they're in a real bind and they need somebody to turn this around as quickly as possible because their process is suffering. So for me, that's what it's always been, the customer interaction, the relationships. I'm a big relationship-driven person. I have customers that, I've done business with at previous companies that may like the service they're getting from that organization, right? But I still stay in touch with them. I still see them, right? We hang out, we're friends, So that's a fringe perk of this job, is just meeting nice, good people from all over the world, right? And those relationships that you And I'm sure I could get that in other industries, right? If I was in a customer service type role in other industries, but
Well, you definitely would because you're a relationship person, but it is a relationship business. Absolutely. And you know, I appreciate you kind of the nuts and bolts of it is, okay, I can really take any manufacturer design here and repair it. So I don't really have a favorite. I was going to ask you, I was like, what is your problem pump? Go ahead and tell me, but don't answer that. That would be a fun conversation though. We love, you know, I always say that in the pump industry, you know, it's never the pump. If I've heard it so many times, you know, it's the valve people would blame it on the pump companies about vice versa. And so it's, I love that part though, of the repair side, because you are just taking whatever they decided to use and seeing how can you repair it or suggest something different. Right.
Right. You know, yeah. A lot of times we're proposing upgrades. Right. And so, you know, as far as, you know, challenging pumps, I mean, there are bad designs, right? For sure. There absolutely are. We won't name any on the call today. I won't offend anybody. But really what we spend a lot of time doing is upgrading pumps that are in bad applications. And it's not necessarily that the OEMs, weren't aware of the bad applications. There's certain applications where there's just not a great pump design for it. You know, like you could look at descaling within the steel mill industry. You know, we came up with a bunch of very smart and insightful upgrades for pumps in those applications, but those pumps get cycled. They go from the best efficiency point to min flow every 10 minutes, 24 hours a day when these ingots are rolling down the lines. And that's a very challenging application for a centrifugal pump. You know, you can look at some of these combined cycle gas plants where they're, you know, some of them are being used as peaker units. So you have boiler feed water pumps, multi-stage pumps that are starting, stopping, starting, stopping. That's also, again, not great for a pump. And so we'll look at situations like that where the application is very challenging, you know, a corrosive environment, for example, and we'll look at metallurgical upgrades that we can apply. So that's a big chunk of what we do and why customers find a lot of value in us is those engineered upgrades.
Absolutely. And Hydro's article about the best efficiency pump is still one of the top articles on our site. It's been years ago since it was published. It's just always a fun conversation with my team to see that because it's so important. I mean, that's what we talk about. That's what we want it to run at that point. And so people want to learn about that. So Jim, I know we've got a hard break here, so I want to respect your time. And I also want to just let people know, and this is normally my little rapid fire questions that I do for you. It just shows a little bit about yourself, but I want to stick with the questions about the best advice you've ever received.
The best advice I've ever received. I'll just go with more of a person, you know, people type advice. So just because I think that's honestly the most challenging thing, especially being a leader is, you know, the people decision. So one of my first bosses gave me some pretty solid advice, and it's common advice you hear a lot, but it's never make a decision when you're emotionally compromised. So if something happens, someone does something that upsets you, you know, just don't make a key decision. Just sleep on it, wait until you've calmed down. And, you know, sometimes I'll type an email and then I'll just save it. I won't send it. And then as soon as I calm down, I reread the email and I find that was a horrible, you know, what I had written was horrible. You know, or not horrible, but not the right direction we need to go. And so I try and just keep a level head and make decisions when I'm calm, cool, and collected. And I think,
yeah, I'm still learning that myself, Jim. Still, definitely. It's one of the most insightful. So the emotional intelligence, we talk about it a lot, and it's so important. It's like, it's not knowing everybody else's state. It's knowing your own, and you're so right, because you're not in the right mindset to make those decisions. If you're down, even it doesn't even have to be an upset type of conversation. It could just be right. Like, I'm not feeling it today. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Okay. So I have to ask, I know this seems like the same question, but it's not. What advice would you give to people coming into this industry?
I would say go out in the field, get your hands dirty. Now, I mean, it could be in the field. It could be at customer sites. I think that's really important. Cause if you don't understand what the market is using your product for and your service, it's very hard to understand how to make your product or service better, right? So that would be number one. And the other would be, you know, if you're a pump engineer, get out on the shop floor, get out on the manufacturing floor, see how the machinists are making these parts, see how the mechanics are putting them together. It'll make you a better engineer, and just a better pump industry professional overall.
So. I love that. Well, Jim, thank you so much for your time. If people want to get in touch with you, how's the best way to do that?
Go ahead and email me at jaubrey@hydroinc.com.
Wonderful.
Right back to you.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Jim, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to see you, and I look forward to the next, you know, association meeting or trade show where you're out and about. You know, I want everybody to share this episode. I know it is so important to do that with the people, especially the young professionals coming up. The advice is just so needed, and really that inspiration to stay in the pump industry, because it's wonderful here. All these pumps are vital to life, and we want them working. There's so many different kinds of jobs in this industry, from repair here, but also engineering, sales, marketing, you know, you name it. Thank you everybody for being here, and until next time, be